At dawn on August 24th, in the year AD 79, Pompeii's 25,000 people awakened to another hot day in that hot summer. There was going to be a contest in the arena that night, and the whole town was looking forward to the bloody fights of the gladiators. The children headed toward school, carrying slates and followed by their dogs. In the forum, the town's important men had gathered after breakfast to read the political signs that had been posted during the night. Elsewhere in the forum, the wool merchants talked business. The banker was going over his account books. At the inn, late-rising travelers from the east awakened and yawned and called for breakfast. The quiet morning moved slowly along. There was nothing very unusual about Pompeii, but tragedy was on its way. Beneath Vesuvius's vine-covered slopes, a mighty force was about to break loose. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the critical point was reached. The mountain blew up, raining death on thousands. Down in Pompeii, for miles from the summit, a tremendous explosion was heard.